This is Chaya Lester with a Mental Health Minute of Transformative Torah. One of the central themes of Judaism is revelation, the dramatic disclosure of a truth. There's something so potent that occurs when a hitherto hidden truth is revealed. After all, the Torah itself is the revelation of an otherwise hidden God. The quintessential moment of revelation is, of course, at Sinai, with the giving of the Ten Commandments. It's noteworthy that the very first utterance here is Anochi Hashem, I am God. Anochi, I, a word of ultimate selfhood. This is where the Ribono Shel Olam, the master of hiddenness, makes himself known. The model for revelation being offered here is that just as God began his revelation with an I statement, we too best reveal our truths by starting at Anochi, knowing the I of myself and speaking from that place. So here's a tool for how to get in touch with your Anochi. Always, always speak for yourself. Moving from speaking in generalizations to speaking in personalizations, from talking about how people feel this or that to talking about how I feel this and I feel that. Here's an illustration of the trap of generalizations. I have the honor and pleasure of facilitating women's groups. One of the objectives of the groups is to provide a safe space for people to give and receive valuable feedback and constructive criticism. At the outset of one of these groups, one of the women gave an impassioned speech on the topic of the frailties of human nature, which she closed by saying, "So, you better be careful because people get really angry when they get constructive criticism." Aha! Now it became clear why she was offering this long oration on human nature. What sounded like a cautionary piece of advice was actually her using a generalization to veil her own truth about how she herself gets angry in reaction to criticism. I stepped in and told her about this handy tool of speaking for yourself. I gently asked her to restate her last sentence as an I statement. Slowly she repeated, "So, you better be careful because I get really angry when I get constructive criticism." She bit her lip and tears glistened in her eyes. She had spoken the fragile and crucial truth that was trembling under her generalizations about human nature. It was a moment of sheer revelation. It was a portal for her to encounter and connect with her deepest self, and for her to then encounter and connect with others from that Anochi place of depth. Oftentimes, we unconsciously move out of personal language when the content is too sensitive. We actively cover up our truths. So actually noticing when we move into generic language can be a fabulous tool for self-awareness. The next time you notice yourself saying people or you, catch it. Ask yourself, why did I do that? What truth am I covering up? What can be revealed by inserting the word I? And then notice the felt difference between the two statements. Just as God began his revelation with Anochi, a key to revealing the deepest, highest, most divine parts of ourselves begins with Anochi, speaking for ourselves.